tape number 2 on the 8th of January, 1994. Thank you for the pause, Commander.
If we just have enough of an afternoon, we may get there. Stop trying to save everything. Of all the petitions I get, that is the biggest. Well, tell me, how can I convince? I am convinced. How can I convince another? The harder you try, the less you're apt to do it. And I want to assure you that some ones are going through the pure pangs of hell because they are so insightful of what we are doing, and they are such a major part of what we are doing, and even their own spouse denounces them. And at some point, the pain becomes so heavy that we have to allow ones a way out. So sometimes when it looks like we are taking away from one, understand that sometimes it is the greatest gift that we could give. And some things in their own order can be shifted. It's hard. It is a growing process for all ones involved, and some will not make it. You have to be willing to release those ones because they have their own free will journey. And as parents, you will think to yourself, but I failed. Yes, indeed, some of you will have failed. So what? What are you going to do now? So you failed. If there is rectification to be made, make it. But to dwell on something that is over, done with, past and gone, except for the lesson or the use that relationship may now serve, it's over. Gone. And if you try to live back there with it, you will not be on board ship for whatever they call it, cop out or rapture, either one. Mr. Greitz is very, very wrong. You cannot buy a ticket on board my craft. There is not enough money in your world. And lesser than perfection, I need it not. So why would I even make him sit in the cheap seats? I don't have any cheap seats. If you ain't good enough for the front seat, you ain't good enough for the rear one. And if you've already made that judgment, then you may find that to be very unfortunate. This has truly been one of the most busy of holiday seasons for us. You might be extremely surprised at how well Sir Gunther's wings really work. You ones really don't know where all he's been. You're getting a lot of help. you're getting a lot of help. And you're going to get a lot more. And a lot of it is coming right from your place. Got some serious things coming down in this world. You've got your president going over to make deals in Athens. Well, your president is just about to be toppled. They're really after him. Hillary Clinton and Vincent Foster had a love affair going for over 10 years. So it's Mrs. Billary that has done the most of the intrepid catch you business deals. But as they got after Clinton, his mother was very foolish. She started to talk to protect him. Because, you see, she had an affair with a Blythe who comes out of the Rockefellers directly. She's going to protect her little boy. Well, you notice she's very dead today. Mrs. Clinton wasn't even going to the funeral. Daddy and the child went. But you will note that she was there by morning. You'll notice that the Russian president, look at the Zionist cover-up. They can't decide what to make of this man. No matter what your press tells you, the Russians went right ahead and unanimously, I mean overwhelmingly, voted in this man that is now being put down. Your vice president goes rushing over to Moscow to try to do damage control. And even that didn't work. Then they said, well, he's a neo-Nazi. He is a anti-Semitic. Then they come on and they say, well, he is a Jew. They can't even make up their mind. And the latest one is that your CNN did a poll in Moscow. Nobody wants this man. Nobody. He won overwhelmingly. Well, the ADL doesn't want him. The ADL? He is anti-Semitic. Goodness, it's enough to make you like him, doesn't it? Well, bless Tip O'Neill, he just died.
No intrigue.
Watch Georgia. And I'm speaking of Russia. Korea. Oh, a massive amount of stuff is coming down. The Ukraine has incredible warhead power. And there's going to be a massive clash of titans before it's over. You have some very, very real things taking place on a monetary level. You literally have a third entity now involved and strong enough to collapse your economy. That's why it is so incredibly important that some things get accomplished. and some things moved out of the acceptable banking pathways and into other ones which can be protected. You have major, major players in North Korea and China making bids for some massively important certificates. And you see, you're ready to go to war with North Korea. Be careful. Be careful what you pray for, because you're so ignorant that if you get it, you'll be dead. So it becomes the wise mind who prays for God to serve to the best of what is available. Look what's happening in Australia today. It makes Southern California look like a campfire. Look what's happening in France today. Mud and rain. It's worldwide. Don't keep your sight so narrow that you miss it. But don't get so preoccupied with the whole that you forget the responsibility. Most of you will have to serve in the capacity of allowing other ones to take and reclaim, if you will. To most of you, this is going to be the greatest relief you will have heard, to be able to possibly have a little rest. Six and a half years ago, these ones were told that the most incredible part of the layering or the foundational structure would be in 4 to 7 years. You're moving into your seventh year. And I want all of you to be able to look back and see that you are the miracle. You have done that which could not have been done, because you've had all of the Bo Greitzes, all of the George Greens, to rise beyond . Oh, indeed, we're going to make it. Little Crow would smile at you and say, "Oh, don't you understand? It's been done. All you're doing is playing out the roles. There's no way for you to fail." But you've got to understand the goal. And your goal must not be to go save something. That is a recognition of no faith, no trust, and no belief. You must act always on the assumption the only one you can save is self. And if everybody saves self, it's done anyway, isn't it? And that means that if you save self, you have saved everybody else. God is not sleeping. God is not sleeping. And you are having an opportunity to learn every day. You are having an opportunity to test all your lessons. It may seem very, very hard when something else comes against you. And it looks like, my goodness, will they never stop? No, they will never stop. But if you have learned well, it will hurt them while it confirms your own truth. They will bring back against themselves that which they send out. And some of those rewards are already being returned. And then it gets to be desperation time. And in desperation, people get foolish. One say, well, why would it be so important to take up a quarrel? Why would you allow a quarrel with something like US&P? Couldn't you handle the Word of God some way differently? Of course. But supposing we had done that, would you have known that US&P is a branch of Brookings Institute? And would you have connected your most recent Benson and his big speech about your world, made at Brookings, these are connections. This is your proof that through the spirituality of man, they will try to pull you down. Because the most important tool they have is religion. If they can capture you spiritually, they can destroy your whole. Would anyone like to ask questions? We're going to have to pull this to a close. I'm not making headway now.
Amanda?
Yes. They are replacing ones. A major, major one to watch is Inman. He's from Naval Intelligence. You're probably going to even find that... Well, I can't talk about this. I realize that whichever direction I go off into is not wise for you once to know. Yes.
Has anyone found out how to obtain the ordination from the, I believe it's called Eastern Orthodox Christian Church Convention? Sometimes they said we should try to receive the ordination from them. Has anyone found out how?
No.
Make it the American Fellowship Church is fine. Rick can arrange it.
Commander?
Yes.
I'd like to know about the ringing in my ears. imagine you've gone through this many times with these people. So it might be Well, you're like electricity sometimes, and you need reference to woodpecker sounds. I don't hear any woodpecker sounds. One ear will be louder than another at times.
Some of it is just your recognition of coming into the ability to hear it because of your own frequency. A lot of that is communication. Well, all of it is communication. Part of it is the bombardment against you, which is a deliberate thing. The woodpecker obviously is low frequency, and it's more outstanding, and after you learn to recognize that, it's almost a static, staccato type of a pulse. It's very bad. These are very annoying in this community. And what I always suggest you do is be very, very conscious and ask for the countering, and you'll balance it out yourself. That does not mean that you'll be free from it. Sometimes it will literally, physically swell the brain, so you have to stay on top of it. I'm talking about even the electronic tones that you're picking up. Part of what you are experiencing is all of you now will have experienced this. A tone will stop, it will immediately start again, but at a different level, different pitch. Also, you will hear what you just said. It's seemingly from within, but it's different on both sides, either side. And it will be almost as if it's hunting and seeking. And that's exactly what it's doing. As you ones come more into capability of countering those, you know, stopping them, they are at random, pulsing. This is a major, major form anymore, now that they have the grid in operation. This is the major programming method, or mass control, or individual control. You see, the little girl Polly that was abducted and slain, that man was totally programmed to do exactly what he did. And look what they've been able to do with that as a tool. Especially ones who go in for counseling and help are very, very vulnerable. And once you have had one sucked into the prison system, this can be literally controlled. So you have to know that they are efforting at mass control. And it's working. Yes. Well, they will do different studies in different places.
No more questions without the microphone, please. When it looks like it's going to be a short question, I don't fuss about it. But you don't talk loud enough, and then the people out there can't hear the question. And unfortunately, the commander doesn't have enough voice to repeat the question. Would you mind this time, commander, repeating it?
Well, the question was, are they utilizing various areas, such as Long Beach, etc., a specific area for specific testing? And the answer, of course, is yes.
Commander, we have, my wife has a question and I have one. She hears on the Mexican news broadcast that in the estado of Durango, the state of Durango, there was another child born without a brain. And the officials concerned deny that the pollution that dumped by the American companies have anything to do with it. And my question is, I read in the military newspaper from Camp Pendleton that a disease in India is spreading amongst the chickens, very much like AIDS. an X like AIDS, but apparently it's not AIDS. But 1.5 million chickens have died in one area, and they are having a serious shortage of eggs, it pointed out. If you can say anything about either of these, I'd appreciate it.
Well, I don't really have any comment about it.
Commander, I was wondering how this frequency affects animals, like our Spud out there at the farm. He really has been weird at times. I mean, it almost seems he's been pulsed himself and affected by it.
The animals and the birds are greatly, greatly affected by it. It's very painful. Some of your animals will literally lie down and die. It's hard on them. Anything that is so shrill to be out of your hearing becomes what you're picking up in your head. And for a dog especially, who has a very keen sense of hearing in the range just higher than yours, your perception, It does become painful, and they don't know what to do about it.
I promise to keep it short this time. Two questions, actually. First, is there any comment which you can give about the very, very numerous flights of Air Force or Navy jets over the San Fernando Valley with contrails, such as dropping viruses and so forth?
Yeah, I sure can.
Are you able?
That's what you're experiencing now. You ones around, they have done two things. They have tested wind-blown into a given area to see how many, you know, what percentage, what ratio would show symptoms. It goes along with your flu vaccinations. You know, you were warned, come get your flu vaccination. They really want you to have that so that if in case you don't get this one, you will pick up the mutation. They have crossed this one also with a fungus. This makes it a little more deadly in its attack on the lungs. It's just very difficult to treat it. What they have been able to do is create a viral crystalline life form